Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Elon Musk's supposed baby mama says that she had to sell her Tesla because he apparently pulled back some of his child support. So this is very dramatic. We need Maury Povich in for this. So Ashley St. Clair is a conservative influencer who says that she shares a child with Elon Musk, and she was very publicly selling her $100,000 Tesla that she apparently got as a gift from Elon Musk because she said that in order to, quote, maintain control and punish her, he ended up pulling back some child support. So on social media, when all of this became public knowledge, Elon Musk put out on X, aka Twitter, he said, "I don't even know if the child is mine or not, but I'm not against finding out. No court order is needed. Despite not knowing for sure, I have given Ashley $2.5 million and have been sending her $500,000 a year in child support."
The thing I'm caught on is that he's like, "I'm not against finding out." Well, I'd hope not. A woman is claiming that this child is yours. The least you could do is do a paternity test. And I mean, it'll either prove yes, you are the father, or no, you are not the father.
Especially if you're going to pay regardless.
Yeah. Like
you might as well go find out if it's yours or not. That's a different kind of money to just say, "I'll just pay without even going to find out."
That's a billionaire's money.
If I knew it was that easy to become a millionaire at 25, 26, 27, I would have been hanging around whatever clubs Elon Musk was at. Like, ethically, morally, doesn't align with me. But hey, like, if he's just going to throw some money my way.
Right.
But then Ashley came back at him when he tweeted that and basically said that we asked you to confirm a paternity test before our child was born, who he apparently named. And she's saying that he refused. How are you going to refuse a paternity test and then just start throwing millions of dollars at this woman?
And name the child.
Which we know is a crime in itself because his kids are like X, Y, Z.
I know.
A squared plus B squared X equals C squared.
That is if everything she is saying is, you know, is truthful. But yeah, just, I'm... whatever.
Too rich for me to understand.
I know it.
In other...
how many kids does that make for him?
Oh my God, like 13 a day.
Does he know?
Yeah, probably not. Because now I think he's exceeded Nick Cannon.
Uh-huh. I never realized they were neck and neck like that.
Oh,
they're competing.
Let's see.
All right. Well, speaking of eye-rolling news, Morgan Wallen has put out a new line of merchandise that...
Oh no, he's got seven.
Seven?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's got some work to do.
Yeah, he does.
He's got to catch up. Well, anyway, Morgan Wallen is selling new merch that is a nice little nod to his tweet or his Instagram story after Saturday Night Live over the weekend. If you missed this, Morgan Wallen just looked totally miserable at the end of SNL over the weekend and
he really did.
Yeah, you're supposed to hang out. You're supposed to like congratulate everyone when the credits start rolling and you hug everyone. And what he just literally went right off set.
So I don't know why I got so invested in this yesterday because, you know, you told us about Kenan Thompson doing his interview and they were talking about his face. So I had seen the clip of Morgan Wallen walking off the SNL stage. I mean, just right out the front, right past the camera. But I was like, I really want to see Kenan Thompson's face. So I found the full clip of the rolling credits. And I don't know if you know this, like what you see on TV is just a small portion, but SNL posted the entire rolling credits, which actually they're on stage for quite a while, like waving at people and talking and hugging. Mm-hmm. Kenan Thompson's face, he purses his lips and his eyes get big. And he's just like, after he watches Morgan Wallen, and he's just sitting there and he's just kind of clapping. And then somebody comes up and hugs him and he whispers in their ear. And then she turns and looks and she has this like this WTF page. Like, what were you doing? That moment was better than Morgan Wallen walking off the stage.
Said everything he couldn't really say out loud.
Uh-huh.
Well, it very much appeared that he wanted to get out of there ASAP. So then he posted on his Instagram story a photo of his private jet. And it said, "Get me to God's country."
God's country.
So now he's selling merch that... you guessed it, says, "Get me to God's country." So.
Oh, he's going to make so much money off of that.
So much money off of it. I think some people think it's funny. Some people might wear it ironically.
Oh, no. People are going to wear it non-ironically, for sure.
All right. Cardi B says her ex-husband Offset is threatening her life and her reputation. I'm going to tell you the harrowing details from her live stream on your next E-Buzz on the Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
Cardi B raised some concerning news about her ex-husband Offset because apparently he is threatening to take both her life and his life and sending revenge videos of the adult content variety.
Probably need a little bit of a trigger warning there for anybody who's experienced DV.
Yeah, so just a heads up here. We're going to kind of run through it real quickly, but basically during a live stream, she said that he's been harassing her constantly for the past few months, alternating between begging her to come back and then also threatening to take both of their lives. Cardi also claims that he's been sending videos of them doing the do to the new guy she's been seeing.
Wow.
She said, every time he knows that I go out of town, he harasses me. He leaves me voice notes trying to put my self-esteem to the ground, and I'm so tired of it. Mm. It's absolutely awful.
I just hate this for them. I hate that it keeps playing out in public and that they won't find a way to just handle this differently, especially for the kids and their family. It's all messy.
I just don't understand the toxicity. Like, you have three kids together. Why would, and you're in the public eye, so you know this is all going to come to light. Like, why be a-holes to each other?
There's no understanding it.
Emotions.
Yeah, and I think just when love is such a intense and complicated emotion, and even though this is not examples of true love to us, for them or for him, he thinks this is his way of showing love and passion, but in actuality, it's the complete opposite.
100%. All right, Cardi B, on a lighter note, decided to prank her fans yesterday for April Fool's Day. I'm with y'all where I feel like April Fool's has kind of played out. Like, we have too many jokes from every corporate business, like trying to convince us that they're going to have pickle-flavored sodas or weird cocktails on their menu.
Well, I saw that the running joke on social media was that reality is a joke enough right now that we don't need any pranks because we feel like we're getting pranked every single day when we read the news.
I feel that. Life feels like one big April Fool's.
When I heard about the GDP tanking, I was like, please say April Fool's. Please say it's a joke. Mm-hmm. But Cardi B decided to do a fun prank on her followers, saying that she gets her beautiful glowing skin from a certain sauce from a fast food restaurant.
Hi guys, it's your girl Cardi B, and let me tell you a little secret. So everybody always asks me, how do my skin look so beautiful, so shiny, so amazing at the age of 32, three kids, job stressing me out, and sleepless nights? Well, I've been using this new cream. It's the Kanes Moisturizing Sauce Cream. Oh my gosh, like, first of all, look at the pigmentation of it. It just goes great with my skin. And it's non-greasy, non-sticky, and oh my God, it smells just like chicken.
I'll be honest with you, when I saw it, I believed her, because I'm like, if you've ever had cane sauce, that thing feels like it could cure anything. It could cure depression, cure chronic illness.
It's really good.
It's delicious. All right, Mark Cuevas from Love is Blind is clearing the air after his wife Aubrey accused him of blindsiding her with their separation announcement on social media. If you didn't hear this earlier this week on The Burt Show, I explained that Mark Cuevas decided to post a joint Instagram post between him and his wife Aubrey, basically saying that, yeah, it's been a lovely 3 years, but we are going our separate ways. And then Aubrey commented that that was news to her, and apparently she had been blindsided by the news, and that she claimed that he was just trying to cover his tracks. He had been caught with other women, and so she's basically saying he posted that quote-unquote joint Instagram post to make him look better and get ahead of the narrative. And Mark is coming out and saying that's absolutely not the case. There was no cheating, and apparently they had discussed it beforehand. So very shady on both their parts, I think.
Super shady.
All right, we lost a Hollywood icon, Val Kilmer, this week, and we're going to honor his legacy coming up on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
We lost a Hollywood legend yesterday. Val Kilmer passed away at the age of 65. His daughter Mercedes reported to the New York Times that he actually passed away from pneumonia, which is pretty surprising because he had a long battle with throat cancer that he actually beat. So when I heard this news, I was like, oh God, like, I hope it didn't come back. Like, that, how tragic. But he passed away, assuming because of complications, from pneumonia, because that's what it was reported as. Val, obviously, very iconic actor from the 80s, 90s, early 2000s. He was in movies like Top Secret, Real Genius, Top Gun, obviously, where he played Iceman, and of course, movies like The Doors and Batman Forever, where I know a lot of people consider him like the best Batman of all time.
I obviously knew about his battle with throat cancer, but to see that news this morning, like, you know, the first thing we do when we wake up is we do research for the show. And it was like, it was an audible gasp, because 65 is so young.
So young. And I didn't know he was battling something. I saw the news and it was just shocking to me. But yeah, what a legend on the big screen, man. He had a hell of a career.
Absolutely. And so he was diagnosed with throat cancer in 2014. He had a procedure on his trachea that had damaged his vocal cords to the point where he had a ton of difficulty speaking. He had to use an electronic voice box. He beat it. He was cancer free for years. But of course, you know, when you go through something as traumatizing to your body as cancer, you've got to go through consistent medical treatments. But of course, I want to make sure that we remember and acknowledge just what a huge, huge star Val Kilmer was. Of course, I know him best from Top Gun, where he played Iceman, Tom Kazanski. Here's a clip from him where he's talking to Tom Cruise's character, Maverick, where he's in the locker room and he's talking about how dangerous Maverick is.
You guys really are cowboys.
What's your problem, Kazanski?
You're everyone's problem. That's because every time you go up in the air, you're unsafe. I don't like you because you're dangerous.
That's right. Ice, man, I am dangerous.
He also played Batman after Michael Keaton. Here's him with Jim Carrey as the Riddler in a scene from 1995's Batman Forever.
Wait. I have a riddle for you.
Really?
Tell me. I see without seeing. To me, darkness is as clear as daylight. What am I?
Please! You're as blind as a bat!
Exactly.
He also,
I was going to say one of my favorite roles of his was Doc Holliday in Tombstone. Such a great movie.
I've never seen that.
Oh, you have to watch it. Please watch it sometime this week, if not just to honor Val Kilmer. It's a star-studded cast. He played Doc Holliday. And there's certain lines that you always quote, and his was, I'm your Huckleberry, and I say that all the time.
He also played Jim Morrison in The Doors movie, and he did a really great job with all the singing. This is a scene where they were rehearsing what would become the band's very first single. And so, of course, what's so tragic about all of this is he does have such an iconic voice, you know, with all these major, major roles that have stuck with people for so long, is that throat cancer did end up taking his voice. So in 2021, he ended up working with a software company where he was able to recreate his voice using archive recordings. Here's a clip of that.
I was struck by throat cancer. After getting treated, my voice as I knew it was taken away from me. People around me struggle to understand me when I'm talking. But despite all that, I still feel I'm the exact same person. Still the same creative soul. The soul that dreams ideas and stories constantly. But now I can express myself again. I can bring these dreams to you and show you this part of myself once more. A part that was never truly gone.
It's crazy what technology can do. Absolutely. I mean, I know we talk all the time about what dangerous things AI could bring to the world, but at the same time, like, I mean, think about it. They were able to recreate his voice so his friends and his family could hear what he sounded like today, even though it's not truly, truly him speaking. All right, Sherry Shepherd participated in a controversial April Fool's prank on her show yesterday. I'm going to talk about how her audience responded on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
This is a very controversial prank to do. I would know firsthand because I did it a couple of months ago. And Sherry Shepherd decided to do the same thing with her audience members during a recent taping of her show. So she decided to pull off an April Fool's prank yesterday, pretending to announce a pregnancy.
Anyway, I went to the doctor yesterday and I was telling him like all these symptoms that I was feeling. And he told me they ran all these tests, and he came back, and the doctor told me, he said, Sherry, I think that you're pregnant.
Oh, Lord.
Shocking to me is that there's a lot of people on a TV show staff, right? And not a single person threw the red flag. Like, maybe we should try to do something else. And like, when it comes to the, and we've talked about this at length, when Abby pulled the prank about letting us know she got a new kitten. So like, there's no malice behind it. I think there's just a lack of knowledge and empathy for those in the infertility world, the TTC club, as I like to call it, the trying to conceive club. And it's just so played out, you know? And so I don't even get mad. I sincerely, like, I'm not mad at her. It's one of those things, like, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. Like, do better.
No, I understand. And as somebody who did the prank and regrets doing the prank in hindsight, I think it's important to remember, like, we all have different sensitivities. And it's important to remember that if someone makes a joke and it's offensive or it hurts your feelings, like, the best thing you can do is just explain why it's offensive. Like, now I will never make a joke like that again, because I'm in a phase of my life where, because I'm in my 20s, my friends are not experiencing infertility. Mm-hmm. So I don't have that sensitivity button. Doesn't mean that you have malice towards anybody or you want to make somebody feel a certain way because of that joke. You just don't have that perspective yet. And when you know better, you do better. So I do find it shocking that Sherry, being a little bit older and having so many people on that team. Yeah, I am a little shocked that nobody said anything now that I know that this is such an offensive joke for people.
Well, and the difference here too is I don't know if she thought that was going to be good TV. I know where you were coming from as far as like good radio. We're always about, like, you know, make the bit bigger. And you were trying to find a cute, unique way to break the news that you have a brand new kitten, right? Whereas this, for April Fools as a joke, like I said, it's low hanging fruit. And I feel like you could have done better.
And that, I mean, what you're saying, that she has a big staff, that's my whole thing, is you would think that they could come up with a different way to celebrate April. But I'm sure it was all for the shock and to get people talking about the show, right? Because here we are talking about it, mm-hmm. and a lot of people are probably speaking about her and they normally would not have. And I guess maybe they feel as if they hit their goal because of that, but it certainly seems like low-hanging fruit.
It's the kind of thing that everyone seems to be doing for April Fools. Like, how can we get people talking about our company or to our product because of April Fools? And I think so many people are so burnt out from all of these April Fool's pranks that we've experienced over the years. That it's like, we know it's coming. It's April 1st. You can't pull one over on us. Like, we know it's happening. So at this point, like, I think we as a society should put out an executive order that we are done. We are done with April Fool's. We as a society are more mature than this. We do not need any more pranks on April 1st.
No, I'm not going to take back my Post Malone prank. I stand by that one.
That was
okay. That was done on March 27th.
Yep. I retract my statement. Actually, you know what? Let me revise my statement.
Go for
it. I think you should only be allowed to do an April Fool's prank if it is actually epic.
Yeah.
The Post Malone, the Faux Malone prank we did where we brought in a Post Malone lookalike and gaslit Bert, who has been in the industry for 30 years, into thinking that he was actually interviewing Post Malone is objectively hysterical.
Well, and there are people, there's literally going to be something who's offended by something, right?
For sure.
Everybody's, and there were people that Bert said slid into his DMs and were very upset with me and thought it was very cruel. Maybe you weren't here for this conversation.
I wasn't.
So yeah, Bert shared and he let everybody know. He's like, I was proud of the staff and how they came together. It was a well-executed prank. I fell for it, hook, line, and sinker, whatever. And he thought it was funny. Don't get it twisted. He did have moments where I'm sure his ego was like, and he even admitted this. It's like, how did I fall for this? And now I feel stupid, but came out on the other side, seeing it for what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he said there were a significant amount of people who slid into his DMs, like very upset for him that I did that.
I guess I shouldn't be shocked, man. You can't do anything today.
No, and you really can't. And I do believe, like, there's always going to be somebody that is offended, and that is your right. Those are your feelings. And by all means, you can have them. And when it comes to this instance, do I think there was malice? No. Do I just think it was poorly executed? Yes.
Is it your right to have your opinion? Absolutely. But also, just laugh. What happened to laughter?
So many other things to be offended about.
There are so many other things to be offended about. All right, for more.
Have you seen what childcare cost in this country?
Oh, my God.
Be offended by that.
Yes.
All right, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.